What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What up, my friend? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, friend.
Right. Today was a pretty relaxing day for me. Just went to a meeting and it's about it.
Dude.
And obviously record this session. So.
Right. Yeah. We actually slept in this morning. Thank the Lord, baby Jesus. And then got up, went to the gym, did full body. And yep, I feel every bit of that. But good news, I made it one whole lap all the way around the track running. Without stopping.
That's impressive.
And my calf, the pain has now went from the center of my calf to the outer left side of my calf. So I have figured out what I'm doing as far as like why it's hurting. So now I just got to do the exercises to get it strengthened back up. So
yeah.
Bonus. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Wow.
So it was a good workout, though. Good workout. It was funny to be in there because the game, the Seahawks game, was playing at the same time. And, of course, Jason's with me, and there's, like, other guys in there, and they, like, broed out or whatever it is they do over the game. And, like, oh, bro, did you see that? As they're working out, I was like, okay, that's my cue to just move on.
Wow.
So it was fun, though. Good times.
I didn't watch it, so I got rid of TV.
Smart. Smart. I'm telling you, that thing's like a life sucker.
It is.
It will freaking take time from you before you even realize it. So
is YouTube, though. I mean, that's kind of all I watch, so.
Yeah.
And they suck you into a certain algorithm.
Yep. I feel like that might be worse, honestly.
True that.
Then we went to the grocery store. I got a bacon wrapped meatloaf. I don't know why I'm so excited about that. But yeah,
that's awesome.
We'll be having that later this week. So that'll be good.
That sounds good.
But Go ahead.
I was going to say, remember that recipe I sent you for chicken cordon bleu meatloaf?
Mm.
That is the bomb. I've made it twice so far.
I should try that. I bet that would be really good. I should find it and try it. That could be. I'm trying to be really consistent with my protein intake because I know that has a lot to do with why my calf is feeling so weak, especially on the left side, which is the one that I injured last year.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make sure that my protein is where it needs to be. And because I'm lifting so heavy, like, I want to prioritize the protein first and then, you know, everything after that. But just trying to be consistent with that. Bear with me, y'all. My throat is, I got Jaden's cooties, whatever Jaden has. I got the cooties. So there'll be a lot of all that. So sorry in advance.
Yeah.
But
let's hope I don't come down with it.
Well, you know, you were here for Thanksgiving. So just saying.
True. True
that. That was awesome, though. Thanksgiving was so, it was good. My heart was happy. Yeah.
It was good.
I was glad that you got to see all my kids in one area and the difference in all three of them.
Yeah.
They're literally all night and day. And
it was cool to see them interact with each other, you know?
Yeah.
They're all at that age where it's, you know, me and my siblings, we're all older and we kind of all have our own lives, but it's just cool to see. You know, my family structure dynamic isn't the fairest in the world, so it's kind of cool to see a family come together on Thanksgiving. I appreciated being there.
But I'm glad. That was, my heart was full that, even thinking about it right now, like I could outright get emotional, but I mean, Right. Shocker. But yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day. And they all text, well, the two that don't live here anymore, they text and thanks, Mom. And the food was great and we had fun. And so, but Ashley and Micah are now both sick as well, too.
Lovely.
So you're probably next.
I have that super immune system, so.
I hope so.
I'll be good.
I hope so for your sake, because this throat situation, like, I don't feel bad. I don't feel sick, but my throat is like itchy, scratchy, and like just doesn't feel good. So,
yeah, mine doesn't. Like last night when I was going to bed, it felt like I wanted to cough up a hairball and I would cough up like some crud. But I kind of feel like that's been going on for a while, but it was just, it was kind of weird last night.
Well, that's how it starts, just so you know.
God damn it.
Right? But yeah, no, back to the consistency thing, like just trying to be consistent with workouts and even consistency in my workout, like what I'm doing for each muscle group. And listen, I'll be the first to admit that there is a lot to learn and a lot to absorb. So I just am trying to keep it simple and be consistent in that and, you know, make sure that I'm doing something. Even if it's not the right way, I'm not giving up, not messing up good for perfect, if that makes sense. You know,
I mean, it's tough sometimes, like when we may not see the results that we expect or something's not happening fast enough. It's real simple to give up and, you know, turn to look for something else on that you may think would work better. You know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's just a matter of, you know, staying consistent and, you know, switching things up.
Yeah.
Is something that I truly found is key, that, you know, I got to constantly keep switching things up, whether it would be what I'm eating, the exercise I'm doing, you know, I got to keep my body guessing.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm pretty consistent in, you know, Jason and I get up every morning at 3:30, get ready, head to the gym. As soon as I wake up, I drink my probably, I'd say anywhere between 16 to 24 ounces of water. Not at 33 yet, working on it. 16 to 24 ounces of water, you know, get up, get ready, mix my ketones up. Sometimes we'll have a red line. Sometimes we don't, depending on if we remember to grab it that morning. Head to the gym, do whatever workout we have that day. But I know that if I've been on that slippery slope before. I know how easy it is to stop. And I know how easy it is to tell yourself the story of, oh, well, not today because I don't feel like it, or not today because my throat hurts, whatever.
Yeah.
Coming back from that was harder than getting started in the first place. And so I just don't want to feel that again. So I just make sure I'm being as consistent as I can with the action. And like I said, not messing up good for perfect. Yeah. Just, I know that it doesn't matter whatever supplements, whatever action, whatever body movements I'm doing, whatever, if I'm not doing anything, nothing's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
I mean, I kind of understand that whole process of like restarting. You know, when I started my new job, you know, I start work early in the morning, and obviously I get done earlier. But my time to work out, do the gym thing, is in the morning. That's when I have the energy and the focus and motivation to do it. And, you know, with the new job, get up at 5 a.m., start work by 6. So my gym doesn't open until 5 a.m. Leaves me no time in the morning. So then I was like, okay, maybe I'll look for another gym nearby that opens up earlier. And the other big gym around here doesn't open until 5 as well. So, you know, I have to stay focused and driven and look at my goal of getting healthy. And so like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have to do the gym after I get off of work at 3 o'clock. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm still up at, or Tuesday, Thursday, I'm still up at 5 a.m., but don't get home until like 6:30 from Seattle.
Dude, that's such a long day too, and the traffic and driving and like, that's a long day. I think too, you pointing that out, like, I think even if you attempted to go to the gym those days, it wouldn't be your, not that every workout needs to be your best workout, but you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be enough for you to feel like you accomplished something that day. So, yeah,
I mean, I probably could do it, but I'm usually pretty worn out and like I get home, want to eat dinner.
Right.
And then just relax. And, you know, the gym's kind of the last thing I want to do. You know, I've been dealing with people all day long. And 6:30 is like the gym's busy time.
I was going to say, is it crowded like, in there? Yeah.
I don't want to deal with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we go super early in the morning, there's a few people. There's more people there than I thought there would be, honestly. Yeah,
there's still quite a few people that go in the morning.
Yeah. There was more people there, but everybody's kind of in their own. I think everybody's on the same mission. You know, they have to get ready for work or whatever. So there's not a whole lot of chit chat or anything like that. And everybody's pretty respectful, but my gym is 24 hours. So
I am grateful
for that.
I mean, all the gyms used to be that way, but COVID kind of changed that. But you know, I had Thursday and Friday off and it was nice because I went to the, I got up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Even though I wasn't working, I still went to the gym on those days. So I did 4 out of 5 days this week at the gym.
Right on.
Which I feel pretty good because before it was like 1, maybe 2, 3 if I was lucky. So.
See? Improvement. Yay.
Yeah.
Baby steps. Heck yeah, yeah. I'll take it. No, today was, you know, my, a lot of people don't know this and. Like running for me is probably more of a mental workout, if I'm being honest. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I feel it physically, but I like to run. My body does not physically like to run, but my mental likes to run. And so it's important to me to get back to being able to run the way that I was running last year. I definitely believe that runner's high is a very real thing. I've said this to Aaron before outside of the podcast. And so my workouts now, yeah, they're to build strength and to build muscle because muscle burns fat faster than anything else. But right now my goal is I want to get my legs strong again so I can run. Like I want to run and I want to run far. And I want to run, not necessarily fast, but I want to run far and for a long period of time. Because, listen, I can solve the world's problems in the middle of a run. Every possible thought, everything, like it just, you know, that's what it is for me, is it's more of a mental health thing for me running. Yeah. So just staying consistent in the, you know, my sprints and my interval running and training my legs. To make sure that they are strong enough to withstand that distance and withstand that time is probably the thing that I'm focused on the most right now as far as my workouts and consistency. But it's so good. It's so good. Like running around that track today, I was like, yes, girl, yes. And then I made it the whole way. And then I was like, I got one more in me. And I started and I was like, don't injure yourself. Don't injure yourself. Yeah.
I mean, I can see the joy that people get out of the running, but like short distances, I'm fine with running. It kind of feels good to do it, but you know, I'm an ex-smoker and those lungs, you know, kind of,
I feel that hurt. I vape now. Like I feel that 100%.
So. But I think nicotine is, or the, like, real cigarettes are worse for your lungs than the vapes. You know,
there is a marked,
people that disagree with that, but.
No, as a prior smoker to someone who now vapes, there is a marked difference. I promise you. If I was still smoking cigarettes the way that I did prior, there's no way these runs would be happening. There's no right. way. So, and maybe that's mental. I don't know. But like, I can control my breathing and I can tell when my heart rate is getting too fast and I need to back mm-hmm. down a little bit. So,
yeah. Yeah, my heart rate gets pretty quick, fast. So,
yeah.
I was just looking at, see how long it's been since I quit smoking.
Dude, you got some days behind you.
718 days.
Hell yeah, buddy. That's yeah. awesome. Dude, that's a hard habit to let go of.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've been able to do that, I've never known you to smoke.
No.
Like, as long as we've been friends, you didn't smoke. I haven't known you. I've never seen you smoke. That's crazy. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of how long, like, when I got on this health journey, I smoked for maybe 6 months before I decided to quit smoking. Had to definitely been before we met.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of heard of each other, but we didn't really meet until in Vegas.
Yeah.
Wasn't smoking then. I think I had just, yeah, so.
That's wild.
I know.
That's crazy. Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I quit for 2.5 years before. And
me too.
Stress was like, I was in the middle of college. Like, me and math don't get along very well. And I was just,
same.
I was just like leaving my scientific algebra class. And like, I knew algebra. I was learning algebra in like sixth grade. And then something happened over the summer that it's like, I completely forgot how to like do math.
Because letters and numbers don't make sense together. Yeah, that's why. Exactly. Let's just call it what it is. Okay, so, go ahead.
I'm going to college trying to get a degree. And they make you do the prerequisites. So I had to do scientific algebra. And I'm leaving class and I'm just like stressed the fuck out. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to graduate because I just don't understand it. And I remember leaving the classroom and I'm walking down the stairs to go to my next class. And there's a smoking section on campus and there's one guy smoking.
Bam!
And like, it was like I never stopped smoking. I just walked right over to him and I'm like, hey, can I get a cigarette? He's like, sure. And it was a menthol. I hate menthols.
I smoked menthol.
And I smoked that thing and I was sick for the next 4 hours. And I go home and my friend comes over and he smokes Marlboro Reds, which was my cigarette, my smoke of choice. And so he goes out on the back porch to smoke and I'm like, hey, let me get a cigarette. You know, 4 cigarettes later, while he leaves, I go to the store, buy a pack of cigarettes, and that was all she wrote.
Dude, it's that easy. It's that simple.
It is.
Like, that's the scary thing. It's that simple. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with drinking. Like, I had no desire to drink. It was just like a split moment lapse of, like, defense against the first drink, and I drank, you know, after 5 years of sobriety. So it's crazy, like, how our minds can, like, rationalize doing something that's so destructive to us.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes along with food,
and
too.
I think, like, rationalize is the perfect word.
Yeah.
Because you literally sit and tell yourself a story and make it make sense.
Right.
God, that's such a good word for it. Yeah. You know, on Thanksgiving Day, like with food, how you were just saying food, like Thanksgiving Day, I didn't go crazy. Like, yeah. I didn't, you saw me. I had one plate of food. It wasn't too crazy. I didn't really snack a lot during the day. I was just so busy, like, cooking. Yeah. I just wasn't paying attention. And so that night, I didn't really eat a whole lot. But that next day, God, dude.
Yeah.
And by the time it was over, I was like, what the fuck did you just do? Like, and of course it was like stuffing and cranberry sauce and like The sweet potatoes, they're not, you know, yes, they have sugar in them, but whatever. It wasn't too bad. But the stuffing and the sweet and the cranberry sauce, dude.
Yeah, all the stuff that I skipped on day one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll say I threw down. I ate a plate and a half when I was at your place. And then.
Yeah. My kids threw down.
I was regretting it. I was like, why the hell did you eat so much? And then plus I had a big ass piece of pie.
And then I still, to this, to three right cookies. Now, have not had any. Oh, I did have four cookies. Yep.
And then a glass of eggnog. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. As long as we both can get back on track and not let that take us down, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, I saw a reel the next day that was talking about how don't punish yourself for the bad choices that you made, or for the choice, let's not even call them bad choices, for the choices that you made. You don't like starve yourself now for the next 3 days because you overate on this day. You just go back to where you were. You just get back on your program. And it's crazy because I remember coming back and starting it this time, like how terrified I was. And this goes back to that whole worrying about what other people think, how scared I was to be like, oh my God, I'm starting it again. Like, I didn't want to be that person that was like, yeah, I failed and now I'm starting again.
Yeah, no, but nobody gives a shit except for ourselves.
That part. Yeah. One, nobody gives a shit. Two, restart, refocus, whatever you need to do. Because you're doing more than most.
Yeah.
So, period. That's it. So now I don't want to feel that again. So I just don't stop. Like I have rest days. Don't get me wrong. I have rest days and, you know, I have meals that are indulgent and, you know, I'm making tonight for dinner. I'm making lobster ravioli with vodka sauce and it's pasta. Like, should I probably be eating pasta? Probably not, but I'm going to, and I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to keep just doing what I'm doing, keep working out. And, you know, it's not so much about the number for me as it is about how I feel. And if I'm being 100% honest, I want to be a bad bitch. Like, I want to be strong. I don't care about being skinny. I'm never going to be that little tiny skinny girl. I'm not built that way.
Yeah.
But I want to be strong and I want to pick a motherfucker up and body slam him if I need to. Like that's, I said that to Jason and Jason's like, whoa.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll never be tiny either. You know, you go to the doctor and they have that like weight scale based off your age and your height. It's just like, complete BS. It's like,
dude,
if you can, like somebody told me the other day, like at least for men, if you can reach around your wrist and you can't touch your arm, your fingers, you're just big boned. You ain't gonna, can you touch? You're just a big bone girl too.
Just barely.
Like I can't even come close.
Dude. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah, I think that I'm 6'2", 6'3", sometimes too. And I think the thing says I need to weigh 198. I'm just like, there ain't no fucking way.
That scale is the most bogus scale ever. When my daughter was in high school, she was a state wrestling champ. She took 7th in Washington State in the 235-pound weight class. Ashley is built like me. Very stout, very sturdy. At that time, she was trying to go into the Navy. They told her that she was overweight. We're talking about this girl was in the absolute best shape of her life. Picking up girls and just picking up boys and tossing them like it was nothing. And like I said, took 7th in state and they told her that she was too overweight to go in the Navy because of that BMI scale.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that BMI scale, let's face it, like I'm obese, but it would consider me to be morbidly obese.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
me too.
And I would say, like, when I was 429 pounds, I think I'd consider myself morbidly obese. And
but you felt it though, right? Like, yeah, did you feel like you were? Exactly. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I was miserable.
There's like a difference, you know, in how you feel for sure. Yeah.
And then I got down to 300 pounds and then started eating bad. I know I've gained weight, but I don't think I've been on the scale probably in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't give two shits. Like I know how I feel.
Right.
When I put on weight, you know, when I have to hold my breath to bend over to tie my shoes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's real. And yeah. I notice how my clothes are feeling, and I know that I don't feel good. So
mm-hmm.
I need to get my ass in gear and make the right food choices, get my ass to the gym. You know, it's all about that consistency.
You know what? One of my, like, I'm like you, I do step on the scale at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much to see the number or anything. It's more out of curiosity. And it doesn't make me feel one way or the other, depending on what the number says. Like if I've gained weight, it doesn't spiral me anymore because I think because I know that I'm putting on muscle so fast. But I was able to, if you guys know me in person, you know that I'm big chested. That's not a secret. I was able, and listen, when you're big chested like this, like you got to wear armor for a sports bra, okay? But I was able to reach around my back and it was like a flexibility thing. I realized then, shit, your flexibility is better because I couldn't do that before. Like there was a whole process that went into this, putting this contraption on. And now,
the boulder holder.
Yeah, dude, over the shoulder boulder holder. But now, like, my flexibility is better, especially upper body. Lower body, it's never been that bad. And I think just because I'm on my feet a lot, yeah. But upper body was getting a little tight, and my flexibility is better. My clothes are fitting better. To me, that's more important than any number that,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So
sure.
I just feel good about where I'm at as far as the consistency. I feel good about the fact that Jason is doing it with me. I feel good about that for him. Yeah. Not just for me, because it's fun for me, but for him, you know, yeah. He feels better. And for those that don't know, Jason has left one of his shoulders, left or right, is like, he used to play ball, like my son, every weekend, literally, and his right shoulder is gone. Like there is popping and cracking and clicking, and you know, he's doing the strength exercises to build that strength back in his shoulder. And, you know, even he talks about how much better he feels, and, you know, being on that structure kind of gives us, you know, gives you something to look forward to every day. Not that we didn't have anything before, but just something that we do together, and we push each other. He really pushes me, and I need that. So, you know, I'm super excited about where we are right now as far as that goes.
I mean, there's something to say about having your significant other's support and, you know, working out together because you mm-hmm. push each other,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's not like Jason's overweight. He's got
no
Jason, you got a belly on you. Let's be real. But,
dead.
You know, I look at it as, okay, you can invest in your health now while you have the ability to do it versus when you're older.
Right.
And you don't have that choice.
Right.
So,
you know what it is for me? It's support for me. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. It makes it easier for me to be more consistent, like with food and diet and things like that, because I don't have to worry about cooking separate.
Yeah.
As a mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a wife. Like before, when I was eating like super strict keto, mm-hmm. and I'll be the first to admit, that's probably when I lost the most weight.
Yeah.
When I was eating super strict keto and drinking ketones. but I also wasn't working out.
Yeah.
And that's when I lost the most weight, but that's the goals have changed since then. But I would have to cook separate meals because, like you said, Jason is not overweight. He wants to gain weight. So having him eat strict keto was null and void, but I would have to cook separate meals. So him being on this journey with me and us both prioritizing protein because he wants to gain weight and get ripped. I want to get ripped and lose weight, but it's still the same thing. Yeah. So it just makes it easier for me as a wife and a mom to cook and make healthy meals. And Jaden, same thing. Healthy meals that fill your belly and you don't feel like you're just bloated all the time. So moms, wives, if you're listening, like if you can get your partner, and the best way to do that is to lead by example, right? You can't harp at them. You can't beg them. There's nothing you can do that's going to change anything for that other person. They have to want to do it with you. And the best way I knew how to do that was to make sure I was consistent in what I was doing. So here we are. Now Jason's joined in. He's consistent in his own. And, you know, it just makes us a really good team. It makes us a really good, really good accountability partners. And, you know, it's fun. Like, don't get me wrong, y'all. We have a blast in the gym, like messing with each other. It's definitely fun too. So, yeah.
That's good. Like another thing too, you know, like along the lines of having your significant other.
There you go.
On the same path as you is that, like myself, I'm single. I live alone. So like, if I ultimately make the choice if I'm going to eat horrible or not.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I go to the store and I buy something, you know, that's on me if I'm going to eat it, you know. So I just don't buy the stuff and therefore it's not in the house because I still will eat like shit if it's there.
Yeah. Do you think that ever goes away? And I'm not asking that to be like facetious. Like I'm serious. Like, I don't know that that is something. I mean, Does it go away, you think?
I think it can go away if you get the up here right. You know, because it all comes down to like self-love. Let's be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
I asked that because I literally have made the statement before. Matter of fact, last week work was super stressful. I've told you about this. I thought I was burning buildings down last week, like, but I literally made the statement, Brandy, let's order lunch. I need to eat my fillings. You know what I mean? And it wasn't like a crazy selection that we made and I still stayed kind of in there, but I had some extra sauces. So made it that much, you know, but like, I'm just curious if that goes away. Like, that's probably something I probably should really dive into a little deeper for me because of that statement alone.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think it's possible, you know, through self-work and whatnot. It's just like drinking or drugging, you know, a food addiction is a food addiction.
Dude,
you know, whether it would be drinking, smoking. You just have to, we have to make that conscious effort and put the tools in our, you know, use the toolbox, tools that are in our toolbox if we're going to be successful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm thinking back now of what I could have done or said differently. Not that I'm dwelling on it, but like for next time, what I could do, I probably should have got my ass up and went and walked like around my complex or something. That, for me, action, getting up and moving will kill the, whatever the thought is.
Yeah. Or just wait five minutes and then that thought will pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Or if I get busy doing something else and just, you know, don't give that a second thought, I usually can make it past it pretty good. No, I'm just trying to think of what tool I need to put in the toolbox for next time. So, but again, not dwelling on it, not spiraling, because we know how easy that is. But
you have to recognize it to like make things better. Like if right. we don't recognize our failures, we won't grow from them.
True. Facts.
You know, and you only grow when you fail.
My son is actually learning a hard lesson in that right now.
Yeah.
And I cannot fix it for him.
Nope.
So.
You can't.
Nope. But he is learning. He has accepted. And he is learning. And he knows no matter what that we will always be in his corner no matter what. But I think it's a good lesson for him to learn. Because I know that anger has ate me up before. Mm. So with him, it's a good lesson. And I prefer he learn it this way, the way that he's learning it versus any other way. And it be something yeah. detrimental. So,
yep.
you know, but yeah, I actually talked to my dad about that this morning.
I struggle with that anger occasionally too. It's ugly, roars its ugly head occasionally.
Dude, same, right. same. I feel like we've come a long way, though. I will say that.
For sure.
I feel like we have come a long way. I now definitely can take a step back and slow down and yep. kind of think about what I'm going to say before I just unleash on someone yeah. in most situations. Work, listen, that's just a whole nother ballgame, y'all. That, we don't even count that, okay?
Right. Yeah, I remember a situation. I was over helping my dad. You know, he's pretty much wheelchair bound, and he had a minivan that he has a lift in the back of the minivan to lift up his scooter. And I was over there helping him because the lift broke, the pin sheared off, and I was replacing it for him. And my hands are so big, and it was a tight quarters. I'm laying on my back trying to deal with this, and I just like got really pissed off and started saying, you know, some curse words. And after every thing was said and done, my dad's like, "You scared the shit out of me." You
know, I believe that.
Anger's not a good place to be.
Yeah, I've been told that. If I get yeah. to that point, I mean, you've seen it firsthand. Yeah. You've seen it, and if I get to that point. Please don't follow me. Please do right. not try and keep talking to me. Yeah. Like, just let me go for a little while. I'll be right. back, but let me go for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I made a lot of stupid decisions in that anger. A lot of stupid decisions and said a lot of hateful, hurtful things that I cannot take back.
Yeah.
Yes, I can apologize for them and do better. And that's what I'm doing. But I've definitely hurt some people in the midst of that anger. So having the ability to slow down and really think about my intention and think about what I'm saying before it comes out of my mouth is a gift that I needed to give myself that I had no idea. Having the ability to do that today, and it's not perfect, but having the ability to do that today and having the awareness of it, best thing I could have ever done for myself.
Yeah, the awareness is half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, because then we can do something about it.
Yeah, because I can cut people faster with words than I ever yeah. could physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that either.
For sure.
I'm not proud of that either.
There's a lot in my life I'm not proud of, but, you know, we just got to do better.
That's right. And we are.
Right. Love it.
I know. We've come so far, friend. We've come so far. I actually was telling Jason that, or who was I telling? Somebody about how we met. And I was like, no, Aaron and I met in Vegas. I was like, he was sitting in a restaurant and Jason and I happened to walk past him. And I was like, hey, Aaron. I think I was telling Lisa, my mom. I was telling Jason's mom. And because she asked me, she was like, were you guys friends before Ketones? And I was like, no. I was like, uh-uh. I was like, we met in Vegas at the Playbook. And I was telling her how. And I was like, if I would have waited for Aaron to talk to me, we probably would. We still would be waiting. I was like, so I just talked to him first.
Right. Yeah, because there seemed to be like, it seems like every time I go to that event, or a prove it event, you know, these people come out of the woodwork and they're like,
yep.
Hi, Aaron. And I'm like, yeah, I remember now. I was sitting in that restaurant with Marcy, and you walked by and said something, and I didn't even see who said it.
Huh?
And but yeah, I mean, I seem to get that a lot. It's like, I've been following you. You're so inspirational. And can I get a picture with you? It's like
facts.
Mini rock star status, but
facts.
I don't see it in my head, but that's another story.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
You are. You truly are more inspirational to people than you probably could ever imagine. Even more than I could imagine. I know you. I'm saying that you're not, but I know how humble you are. I know how authentic and real it is for you. So when these other people come to you and I'm in the background and I see it taking place, my automatic reaction is just so you can have it, because it is such a big deal. It is, you know, and to be able to watch you pour into these other people. And I get it every day. Y'all get it like occasionally, you know, through podcast or his posts or whatever. Like, having him in my life every single day as a friend, as an ally, get your own Aaron. Stay away from mine. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Just kidding.
I remember we were at Moore and I was taking a bathroom break and I was getting ready to walk into the bathroom, and never met this girl in my life, but Whitney, I think her last name's Griffith. She lives in Montana. She's like, hi, Aaron, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, who are you? I'm like, I'm in a fucking completely different state that I've never been to before. And I have somebody like, can I get a picture with you?
That's so awesome though, Aaron. Yeah. That's so cool. Like, not this past Saturday at the walk, but the one before that, Jeff has now come, you know, a couple times, whatever.
Yeah.
He made it's the morning that you were running late. Not to call you out. That's not what I'm trying to do, but it's the morning that you were running late. And he made the comment, oh, I guess our fearless leader isn't here. I said, I'm the other fearless leader. And he goes, oh yeah, I know who you are. He said, I recognize you from the podcast. And I was like, hey, that's me.
Right. Yeah.
So I get it. Like, and he said to me that day, he said, I've listened to you guys. He said, and you guys never know who you're going to inspire. He said, it's incredible. And I was like, I'm so glad, like, you're saying that, not because I want to be recognized, but thank you for saying that, because that is the one thing that we're trying to do. So that was cool. That was really cool. And I was glad to see he came back and brought his girlfriend. So
yeah,
that's awesome. That's
cool. Yeah, Jeff's a good guy.
Well, you got anything else, friend? Listen, consistency, people. Consistency. Right. That's the whole point of this episode. As we've been off on 22 tangents now.
We have, but it's cool.
Consistency. Yeah,
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're doing it. Don't mess up good for perfect. And if you are not taking consistent action, nothing's going to work. And the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Amen to that. Mic dropped.
No, just kidding.
All right. Awesome, my friend. Been another great one.
You too. I'm going to go get medicine.
All right. Feel right. Better.
Thanks.
Peace out, y'all.
Y'all.
Bye. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tam.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.